Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. This is our Street Smart Spirituality Hour. Boy, have we had an interesting experience here. My guest today, Melissa Zolo, is joining the show today. We've got so much to talk about, and there has been so many of you that have been waiting for the show that you all have been calling in, and, by the way, have not been able to get us. We haven't been on because we've been trying to call in to the show. So we are here right now. And I want to thank all of you for the excitement and for what you have expressed. And let me just say this. We have a great show for you today. Melissa Zolo is known internationally as an image, you're going to find out what this is, an imagist, inspirational speaker, consultant, and focusing on the power of imagination, consciousness, and the art of manifestation. She teaches people all over the world about the universal laws of success, how to face personal and professional challenges, and how to create successful blueprints. She has been on my show before, and today's show is Imagination, Miracle Power of the Universe. Melissa, I am so sorry, and I want to thank you for joining us, but let's think about it like this. On any other show that I would have done, we would have had an equal amount of time because we're going to go nonstop, and we don't have commercials.
That's great. I'm happy to be here. I'm ready to go, and I'm sure we're going to have a delightful time together.
Absolutely phenomenal time together, and I apologize for all of Melissa's fans and people that are listening to the show. I want to thank all of you for tuning in and making this very exciting for us. Let's start out with a conversation about imagist.
Okay.
What does that mean? What are we talking about when we talk about imagination? And then how does – let me ask you that question, but where I'm going with this is – I think there are, like anything, there's a light side and a dark side to imagination, and I want to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, first of all, let me say that an imagist is someone who has reached the point in their own evolution of consciousness where they realize how to turn within to themselves. And for me, imagination is one of the most important powers within you. It is the workshop of the infinite. It is a spiritual force. Its creative action is limitless. The creative power within you, which allows you to design a mental blueprint, is the starting point of everything there is in your life. So your imagination is the center from which your world is actually beginning. So as an imagist, I came up with that because people kept asking me, are you a healer? Are you a teacher? Are you? And I was none of those things. But I realized that I had a profound sense of awe and gratitude to my imagination within. And if you look at the Bible, all things, you know, were created in the image and substance of this infinite innate intelligence. So I thought, well, that's what I want to align myself with, great images, and therefore I said I was an imagist.
And so your work has really skyrocketed to, in a way, because people are hungry to manifest the lives they desire. So we have to make the leap from being an imagist, from how you work with people, from what you do, to how it actually shows up in their lives. And this is what's so exciting about your work.
Well, I think one of the great things that I'm experiencing is that I think the test of any teacher or anybody who's putting any work out there is not in how it's marketed and sales, but rather in how it's assisting people to help themselves free themselves from unwanted patterns and beliefs and results. And in that respect, my work has or is beginning to really prove itself in the lives of other people. And I'm very grateful about that because people are getting results in their finances, in their relationships, in their health. I mean, the greatest one is in their health, but also their awareness of themselves and the power within them is growing, and they are from the get-go knowing that all things are becoming possible to them as they understand the idea that nothing comes from without, all things come from within, from the subconscious. So in that respect, I'm very grateful that my work is helping people and assisting them in their lives and assisting them in the expansion of their awareness of this great universal force that is within all of us.
Well, and this is what I am so jazzed about having you on to talk about, is how we imagine and create pictures of things in our lives, and how we do that by both the things that we want, right, and also maybe the things that we don't want. And,
well,
you know, what do I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the thing is that if you, any one of us, look out at the world, what you see is a reflection of how people are using, abusing, or misusing their imagination. What you are seeing is how people are lacking in their ability or their knowledge of how important their mental blueprints are. What you are seeing in terms of the world is, a great many people still stuck in desire, you follow, and not fulfillment. And so in that respect, what you see is, you know, imagination that has not yet been trained by a lot of people. But I'm happy to say that my work is about, you know, showing people and giving them the tools to retrain their imagination, to rebuild belief, to take their desire, to learn how to plant it, fertilize it, and then allow the creative power within them to go on a mission, you know, and use the force of attraction and bring back, you know, the fulfillment of their dream. And so in that respect, you know, it's very important for people to understand how to raise their level of awareness, how to go within the workshop of imagination, how to take a desire and how to plant it, how to fertilize it, and then how to create expectation around it. And that's a process. It takes an investment of one's time and energy, but it is an investment that will pay off in the end, because you will no longer be a victim of circumstance. You will be a master of experience.
So as we take these new steps, which are bold, and I want to tell everyone that's just tuning in now, we had a little delay because there was apparently so much popularity around today's show that it sounds like people were trying to call in to listen to the show, and if we've created that in our newsletters, we're going to clear that up. And also because my guest today has a very powerful message. So folks are wanting to listen to this message and tap in to what Melissa Zolo has to say. I want to say that you can check her website out, since you're online anyway listening to the show. You can go to www.presentmemory.com, presentmemory.com. I want to ask you about present memory and how you came up with that. What does that mean to you?
Well, present memory, you know, when I first really started studying the universal laws of success and consciousness, which was way back in my early 20s, what I realized was that I did not know how to put the past behind me. I understood the principles. I was very aware intellectually. I could express them to others. I could help others. But in terms of myself, I did not know how to put the past behind me. And I realized that living in the universal now and using these principles really depends on knowing how to move into a present memory, a new memory of oneself. And so I thought, wow, that's what, you know, in essence, one of the biggest reasons why people fail to manifest their desires is because they're addicted to a past memory and resistance and not trusting in this, in these principles and in the power within them and learning and developing the skills. And so I thought, present memory. The present moment is a gift. And if you're living in the memory that I am, you know, what 10 seconds ago I assumed myself to be, that is the, you know, that's a beautiful concept, and I wanted my company to have that name. That's really how it came about. So when every time I say, when someone asks me what the name of, you know, what's the name of your company, I say present memory. I love saying it because it's an instant, just a little suggestion to me, move into the present moment, live in the present memory, let go and, you know, put the past behind you. And that's how it came about.
Okay. Well, let's continue this conversation because this is the key, really, to people. First of all, they got to know that they have a key. They have to know that, you know, what they have is what you call a mental blueprint, is what's going to help them realize their goods. What are some of the things that get us bogged down, that really, you know, keep us from our greater good, Melissa? What's keeping us from tapping in?
I have a lot of ideas on this. I think that the first thing that comes to mind is that people do not really understand how to take their desire, how to intensify desire, and the reason that they don't know what to do with it is because a lot of people are focused on just one spiritual law. Currently, there's a lot of focus on the law of attraction, but the law of attraction is only one law that's operating along with several other laws, subsidiary laws. And so what I do is I take the time to really teach people the law of identical harvest, the law of vibration, the law of polarity, the law of cause and effect. And I do it in such a way where I think I inspire them to fall in love with these principles, because that's the only way you're going to want to learn how to increase desire and plant, you know, and then take that seed and plant it. Another reason why people fail to, you know, manifest what they want, usually they don't understand the value of investing in self-discipline, patience, and most importantly, systematic repetition of taking their awareness and focusing or shifting it towards that new blueprint. Another great reason is that people really, in my experience anyway, don't know how to design a mental blueprint of what they want. They're very vague usually, and they usually live in desire. And if you're in desire, you're actually living in lack. So for me, that's a very important point. If you're desiring something, you are in deferred occupancy. You're not in the state of consciousness of having it. And usually another reason why people fail to realize their goal is they have a split focus. And a split focus is really the key so often to somebody, you know, having very poor results. Because somebody who understands the laws immediately understands that you have to increase and you have to practice until you can concentrate on that goal regardless of what appearances are telling you. And that is a very transitional period in somebody's growth, because a lot of people will say, oh, I really want this, oh, I image this, or I'm using the law of attraction, and in the next breath, what's coming out of their mouth are all buts and problems and focusing on the past. They don't know how to let go. They don't yet know how to put the past behind them. And another great reason is they succumb to fear of the unknown. They go back. They look back. They talk about, you know, problems from the past. And once you do that, you're allowing the vibration of fear to control you. And once you're doing that, you're really telling someone like me you're a victim of your limited thinking. So those are some of the, you know, reasons why people don't succeed. But if you can educate someone to the power of their imagination and the time it takes to develop and create that blueprint, and then give them the tools, and I offer people audio programs that are the tools where they can rebuild belief, then you have so much more of a better chance when you're going through that cleansing process. Because for a lot of people, they just think that they can, you know, say, I want this, and $1 million is going to come, and oftentimes they're not prepared for when their subconscious, you know, starts bringing up negative thoughts and feelings that were stored deep in their consciousness. And, you know, if you're not aware of the process, you know, that's very, not dangerous, but it's very unfair to people, because you're opening the door for them to go through something that they're not prepared for, and you can cause them more problems. So I really take time to educate people to the process, And I don't offer quick fixes, purple pills, or any kind of wizard talk. You know, well, I'm too street smart. I'm too street smart to do that.
Well, and that's what this show is called. This is the Street Smart Spirituality Hour. And what you're talking about, isn't that funny? And, you know, a couple of New Yorkers getting together here. But the thing about this is that it is about being street smart. I mean, you know, the thing that we don't hear about in some of the latest movie releases or some of, you know, this notion and conversation about laws of attraction, laws of depletion, laws of prosperity. What you don't hear about is the fact that we do have to be street smart. That, you know, something as insidious as envy, let's say, the idea of envy, when we start comparing ourselves to other people, like, wow, look at what they're doing and I'm not doing that, or, you know, they are doing this and how did they get that? I mean, something as common as envy is deadly. And we don't really talk about that. Do you know what I'm saying?
To me, fear, anger, worry, greed, envy, jealousy, hatred are low-frequency emotions. They mm-hmm. support ignorance. You follow? And if you're vibrating from there, my point is to educate someone to say, well, then you're misusing the healing law of imaging, because to be in the vibration of envy, there has to be a blueprint up where you're looking at someone and you're having certain thoughts. You know, I love to tell people, the people who inhabit your mind are your beliefs, opinions, ideas, and thoughts. So if someone is in front of you in your life and you're saying, I'm envious of them, what you're really saying is, I'm vibrating in a state of lack where I don't feel in tune with my good. So if you keep educating yourself to vibration and the law of vibration and the law of consciousness, you're going to get the hell out of that vibration, because it's going to keep attracting to you from that point, because feeling is the key to how this power and these principles work.
So, exactly. So what your work is about, and what we do on the radio, is we help people make that shift. We want to help you right now. If you've got a comment or question and want to move from the vibration that you're at right now to one where you want to be, you give us a call at this number, 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. And join me, Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the show, and my very special guest today, Melissa Zolo, because her work and her passion is about helping people imagine and create and manifest the lives that we desire. This is not a joke. This is an invitation. And so as you go through and you do the work that you do, what is the biggest aha, Melissa, that you have had in terms of your own personal life? I mean, was there a light bulb that went on one day and said, you know, I got to create a shift. I'm not doing so well in this earth skin.
Oh, well, you know, I had adversity. I had something. I mean, I had been studying the laws for 20 years, and I could help other people. But suddenly one day I had, you know, my world collapsed in front of me. I had a very serious accident, and that was my aha moment. That was the moment that I lost all confidence in teachers and things outside of myself, and I decided that, you know what, I'm really going to learn what is the imaginal dynamic all about, and let me really now turn to myself and find out how I did this and how to change this. And so out of adversity, I really found out, you know, who I was, because adversity taught me to hold on. It taught me always to make a total 100% effort, even when the odds were against me. And I now know that adversity came to me so that I could conquer my doubts, heal my emotional scars and wounds, and take the focus off of gurus or spiritual advisors and channelers and everything else that's out there, and simply connect with the healer within myself and prove, do these principles work? Can you practically apply them when everything in your life is telling you the opposite? And so for me, I learned that once I could conquer my addiction to fear, anger, and rage, and also my addiction to feeling and being hurt, that at that moment, that was the beginning of me conquering failure. And at that moment, I increased my awareness. So adversity taught me never to look back on things as they are, but rather to look on things as they ought to be. And to do that, I would turn to my imagination over and over and over. And may I say to anyone who's faced with a tremendous challenge, I did that for 10 years. For 10 years. And that's how long it took me to capture the vibration that I was healthy. And during that time, there was tremendous struggle and suffering. But the one thing I had determination. I had intense desire. And I had a health blueprint that served me because I knew the subconscious accepts as true that which I feel to be true. And so creation is the result of my subconscious impressions, and by my feeling I would determine. So it was very important for me to teach myself that, and that was something that I think has been very helpful because it keeps me humble, it keeps me practical, and it never makes me think that I know something that someone else doesn't know. This information is within every person, and there is no such thing as a secret. You follow, the universal laws of life are equal unto all people. There will always be some people who will announce that they have some exclusive, special divine right, power, or privilege, or exclusive channel, and that's just not true. Every person who is on this planet has the ability and the power to turn within themselves and to use these principles for good, for beneficial results, for wealth, for happiness, for spiritual growth, for abundance. It all depends on, for me anyway, to know the truth and allow the truth to set you free. And for me, Pat, truth is knowledge that when applied sets us free from our negative habits, behaviors, and actions. And I had a desire to really grow beyond my negative habits and my feelings of, you know, not feeling loved or worthy or accepted. And that is a process. And I enjoy and get great pleasure from helping someone unravel their lives and use these principles. Now, having said that, if someone needs a therapist, go to a therapist. If you need a financial advisor, go find one. If you need a trainer, go find one. But come to me if you're having difficulty really focusing on creating a blueprint, rebuilding belief, and taking your feelings and using them as fertilizer and uplifting yourself out of those low-frequency emotions into high-frequency emotions. And I will show you how to walk your path from the first moment, you know, connected to this infinite being and these principles within yourself.
And that's what we're really talking about here. I mean, this is truly an invitation for everyone out there to know that you can have the life that you desire. This is not a joke and this is not a game. This is, you know, what we're talking about is based on solid principles. And you know, I came to the table with a question about envy. I mean, that's a vibration and a feeling. That's just one of many we go through, Melissa. And I thank you so much for talking about this in a way that, you know, most people can understand and really breaking it down. And you know, what is very, very helpful to the folks that listen to the show is to know that they can change. They can change that vibration. You know, I was taught a long time ago by one of my mentors that, you know, when I'm feeling a little bit about like she's got it and I don't have it, like who took my toys or there are only this many toys or why does that person have something and I don't have it, I've learned that any time that I get visited, it is a time for me to shift and praise and raise that person from my heart. From the deepest part of my heart, to praise and raise them for what they've accomplished, to praise and raise them for all that they are, to praise and raise them for the energy that they're creating. And well, so, go ahead.
No, I don't want to, I didn't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, it's perfect time.
Okay, what I was going to say was, let me explain something to people. When you're praising the other person, at that moment, what you're doing is you are stopping the other thoughts from proceeding. And in the moment that you get control of your thoughts, you get control of your destiny, because thoughts are vibratory. So when I am saying, I'm praising Pat, I'm sending you thoughts of happiness, whatever, you follow? I'm trying to shift myself. In that moment, that thought is within me vibrating. So when you're trying, when you think you're doing it for someone else, you're actually changing your own thought, inner thought structure. You're actually in that moment doing something for yourself, because there's only one power. There are not two powers. There's only one power, and thoughts create results. Thoughts create results. Nothing comes from without. All things come from within. If you are attracting people, situations, and conditions into your life that are not making you increase your awareness of happy, self-worth, self-acceptance, self-value, don't look to the outside first. Look to your state of awareness, because awareness is the magnet that releases the law of vibration to bring something back. And so the more someone can just stop for a few moments and say, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? Do I want to feel this? Do I want to think this? Okay, I want to think, I'm going to shift my thinking now. I'm going to change it. That's when you start becoming responsible. And that's the key that's very important. There is a lot of responsibility in doing this work, because we are dealing with a power. It is a real power. It can help you. It can execute you. It's like if you just look at electricity, I'm sitting here, it's giving me light. You know, I have a fan on. I have music playing. But if I am reckless with it, I can stick my hand, you know, in a socket and it'll kill me. And it's the same kind of, for me anyway, approach towards when I teach, wanting people to understand that we are dealing with a power. So the goal is not to go up in a rocket ship first. The first goal is to learn, how do you handle this plane? You know, how do you get off the runway of life? And so you start from wherever you are, knowing that life is simply an infinite series of levels of awareness. And wherever you are in your series of awareness and consciousness is your starting point. And your mental picture is the force of attraction. It's so important to get that across. The power within you, which enables you to design that mental picture, is the starting point for the results you're going to attract. The law of attraction does not work by itself. You must first have a self-image, and your self-image is the way you see yourself and think about yourself. So if you're looking at someone and you're envious, that's telling me that's your self-image. That's called your inner mirror. It sets the boundary for what you can or can't attract. That's so important. It's the image. And it's the image then that sends the law of attraction to irresistibly attract back to you results in harmony with that self-image. So do you want to see yourself in lack? Do you want to see yourself envious? Or do you want to say, hey, you know what? I have a choice. I have a desire to, and my, I want to choose happiness. I want to choose seeing myself as calm, confident, and competent. Well, you know, I came from the streets of Brooklyn. I can tell you, I did not grow up calm, confident, and competent.
Tell me about it, sister. I was your neighbor in the Bronx.
There you go. I had to rebuild that into myself. You follow? And here's the key. If you know how to design a really strong blueprint and your self-image is clear, nothing and no one can interfere with your mental picture. And then let the law of attraction and the law of vibration and the law of polarity, relativity, rhythm, cause and effect, and gender take their place, because that's how you become a master. You are a master then of suggestion. You are a master of choosing thoughts. And Pat, so often people do not know how. They know what they want, but they don't know how to choose thoughts that they want to rebuild into themselves. And you become what you believe and feel to be true. So if you don't know how to choose thoughts, then that's a good starting point for possibly wanting to learn more about my work, because it's really...
Well, I agree. I mean, this is important. Let's give people some examples here, and let's have them know how to get a hold of you. Presentmemory.com is the website.
And if they want to call me...
There's a phone number, 212...
203-259-0198. 202-929-5962.
Yeah, right on the website. You go to the home page, you scroll down, it's right there at the bottom. I mean, this is, Melissa is a woman who, anybody that puts their phone number on the website like that and says, call us today, this is someone that wants to connect each and every one of us. And the way to break this down, you know, for people is in everyday things. You are human and I am human. We are human beings. We go through ranges of emotions like everyone else. It's not that I don't wake up a day and I don't think on some days, wow, how did they achieve that? The point is, I don't stay in this place of, oh my God, how did they achieve that? The world is so limited that no one else will ever be able to achieve that. We don't stay at that place because we know what will happen if we do.
Listen, you're either moving forward or you're moving back. You're either moving upward or you're moving back, because the entire universe is simply vibration. Vibration is a manifestation of motion or energy. You can't create or destroy. You have the power to change. And that's so important, because what you want to do is get vibratory control over your thoughts. That's the key to success. All things are in constant motion. All things are vibrating. Nothing rests. So if you find yourself going down, maybe there's a lesson to learn from there. Maybe you have an addiction to that frequency. Maybe you have an addiction to being angry or worried. Well, once you understand that, then you have to understand that you built your prison with the tools of your imagination. But hey, come on. You know what? You don't have to incarcerate yourself anymore just to, you know, to keep a child's memory alive or a pattern alive of how you thought you had to protect yourself. Because we build the building blocks to a lot of people feeling unhappy and in prison. The building blocks are painful memories and negative messages that they picked up and that they've stored in themselves. And they've actually fortified these walls day after day after day, and it wouldn't matter if I or anyone sent them messages of love or acceptance, because it's going to be repelled because it doesn't fit into the structure that many people have built for themselves. And so my way out, if you are in prison, is to understand, sitting right where you are, or if you're in a hospital bed, if you're in some kind of prison, some kind of emotional bondage, that I know how to help someone go within and use these principles in a proactive way. You can move in your imagination into the state of awareness where the solution is. And if you have the patience, persistence to rebuild belief, the power within you will find a way out, because where your vision or blueprint is, the body will follow. Where your image or blueprint is where your body will follow. In other words, this teaching is trying to tell people you are an energy flowing being with a body. You are not your body. You are a spiritual energy flowing being with a body.
And, you know, this is the powerful work that each and every one of us is really meant to acknowledge and do on this planet. Melissa Zolo, thank you so much for joining the show today. I want to make sure everyone knows www.presentmemory.com. That's the place to go. And check out there are testimonials here There's lots of information. By the way, she has a free newsletter, so you might want to get plugged into that. She has a daily inspiration, and her work is about freeing you, freeing the soul, and living life full out. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And we will talk again. Hey, thank everyone for listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We really, really appreciate your support. Melissa and I will be continuing this conversation on another show. You'll have to come back and get a full hour in here.
Thank you. I
really apologize to Don on BBS Radio and the folks behind the scenes. I had no idea that the response would be this great for the show. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Melissa, for all the work that you're doing. And thanks to BBSRadio.com, all of the fabulous things they're doing, pushing all the right buttons, and letting me get on here with my guest and chat it up with you. Have a great week, everyone, and we'll see you next week right here on BBSRadio.com.